So, of course, the surgical aspects is the most important indicator for whether or not patients are going to recur. And I guess sometimes we lose sight of that. And really, the data that you can see when you look back in time, and that's not so long ago, when you look at, say, the Dutch TME trial or the CR07 trials, the incomplete specimen rates were rather high. Whereas in the more recent years with the UK and European Mercury study group, we found that only 5% of specimens had incomplete resections. So that means that sometimes when we're comparing data and we're looking at the prognostic importance of things, it may be that we're looking at different things. So I would suggest that if nodal disease is predicting pelvic recurrence very strongly, it is likely that that's because the disease is being left behind, and the reason for that is because TME surgery is not being performed. So I think that's probably why nodal disease is not proving to be as important for the development of pelvic recurrence, and therefore shouldn't necessarily be the driver for giving preoperative radiotherapy if you know that the patient's having a good quality TME. And in the case of the surgeons in the Mercury study, this was only a 5% rate. So